Good morning, and welcome to Ask Fred Johnson here on FM News 111.10 KBND. Hope you are having a glorious weekend this weekend. And want to encourage you, please feel free to call in. The number here at the station, 541-388-1110. Love to have you call in, be part of the show. We got a few things that have been going on throughout the course of the week. And I guess we'll just kind of get right at it. You know, one of the things that I wanted to share with you here a little bit, and then I'll share it with you again, which is my market trend report, or my website for that matter, just to visit my website. If you have any contribution for the show, any just topics you'd like to discuss or recommendations of a topic, because chances are very, very good if you're thinking about a topic, there's somebody else out there that's thinking about the same thing. And you can always visit my website, which is askfredjohnson.com. There's also a place on any one of the information pages there that encourage you or ask you to sign up for the market trend report. That data for the beginning of 2023 is just starting to come out now, so that fresh market trend report should come out this week. So if you just go there and click yes, I'd like the market trend report, and click the box that says I'm not a robot, we'll make sure that you get it. And want you to know that I won't sell your information to anybody else, won't send solicitors your way or any of that sort of thing, and I won't pester you a whole bunch either. It's just for information, and hopefully you use that website as a resource. We're continuing to add some of the different service providers here in the community. So if either you have a service that you know you would be interested in posting there, or you know somebody that has done a particularly good job for you, like to have the opportunity to talk with those people and see what's there. Free deal. So let me see, what do I have this week? You know, one thing that was really kind of amazing to me this week, and it's interesting because, you know, a lot of things in real estate, you know, that old saying, it's not revolution, it's evolution, you know, and it sort of just slowly evolves, and you don't realize that it's happening while it's happening until all of a sudden you look up one day and go, wow, that changed. And one of the things is the skyline of Bend. You know, for years, as many of you, the regular listeners know, I've been here for a number of years. And for years, it was 30-foot ceiling height everywhere in Bend. You couldn't build anything over 30 feet in height. And the reason for that was numerous times it was stated, we just really don't want to obstruct our views. We want to be able to have it so that it's beautiful. I remember when I first started in real estate and people were all transfixed on, oh, we want to have a mountain view. We want to have a mountain view. And I said, heck, there's a mountain view from the grocery store parking lot. You got a mountain view on every street in town. So, you know, why do you have to have your own? But then just yesterday, I was kind of driving around. I looked at the horizon. And I saw a couple cranes going up with some tall buildings. They're building a multi-use deal over on MK. And they're also building some student housing over by the Oregon State Cascades campus. And then I was driving up Simpson Avenue. And Simpson Avenue, you know, right there at the crest, right there was really one of the nicest pieces of property in that whole area where the old Shevlin Hickson sawmill used to be, where the ice rink is. That's actually sort of a high spot there. And you can look both east and west, or could look both east and west and see out to the east and all toward. You could see Pilot Butte from there. You could also see the mountains to the other side. And it was really quite a pretty little crest of the hill there. And always when you come down Simpson and you're headed west, the mountains were right there. You know, it was a tree-lined corridor that opened right toward the mountains, and you could always see the mountains there. And then, you know, that building that went in there where the apartments are for where Ray's Market was, now suddenly all you can see is just the tops of those mountains. And now we're starting to see that there's more and more of these buildings that are 60, 70 feet tall, and they're being encouraged to build more and more of them. So what will happen before long, you know, we'll have the proverbial concrete jungle, and you'll have to drive to a specific spot or maybe buy your own mountain view because there won't be one at every corner. And it was just kind of amazing. I thought that was really a pretty interesting thing, that preservation of the mountain view that we had for so many years. And I guess the times are changing, so I just wanted to kind of acknowledge that. It was sort of my epiphany of the week. So one of the things, and it seems to be in line with what we talk about this time of year, which is now, you know, we go from fall cleaning to spring getting ready for the season. And today in the Bend Bulletin, an article came out about HVAC, which is basically your heating and air conditioning. It said that HVAC stands for heating, ventilation, air conditioning, and refrigeration. I don't see the R on the end of that, so I don't know where the refrigeration got kind of thrown in there, but that was pretty funny. But your HVAC people, your heating and air conditioning people that deal with the ventilation and the circulation of air in your house, you know, are really an important component. For those of you that have a system, have a good system, or, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing. You know, we all use our heating and electrical system or heating and air conditioning system, but those of us that have more members in our family, pets, dust, a lot of activity, a lot of that sort of thing, really sort of amps up the need for the maintenance, not only of the filters, but also of the lubrication of the moving parts and all of that to sort of keep things up and going. And it's like so many things, it's way better to maintain things and keep them in good working order than it is just to work them until they break and then start trying to fix the broken parts. And I just wanted to encourage that this too is a great time. Because now you're able, if you have a heat pump or an air conditioning unit, you're able to be able to service that and bring that online and get it ready for the summer months. A lot of people with a lot of these things sort of wait until the first hot day, and then they call their HVAC guy and they find that they're 2 or 3 weeks out, so they may miss that first heat wave. And also, if you've got a system and you're of the mind to, and one of the things it recommends here is ask if they have a service agreement plan. And oftentimes the service agreement plans are not that expensive, and they're always included if you buy some new equipment and that sort of thing. They're always included for a short period of time, and you can extend that, sort of like getting an extended warranty on your car. But the air quality inside the place where we live, inside of the space where we live, not only the temperature of it, but also the quality of it, the particulate matter, the things that are floating in the air, are really have a profound impact on our health and our livability within that space. And your HVAC person can be a very key component to the lifestyle and the quality of living that you have in your home. So I think that it's great to acknowledge, you know, here we don't have so much of a humidity problem, but we do have heat and cold, and it's really steep. You know, a good portion of the year, there's times where there's a 40 or 50 degree variant between the ambient air temperature of the low in the morning to the afternoon heat in the afternoon. And it's, you know, with some planning, I strongly encourage programmable thermostats to cycle when you're there to use and then cycle off when you're not there to use, but not make the swing too big so that the equipment has to work really hard to prep for you when you're on your way home or to shut down when you're going away. but it offers, you know, how to find a good contractor here. And some of this stuff, I think that it would be awkward to, you know, ask all of these questions. Basically, Nate is the national or North American Trade Excellence Certificate. And there's also an HVAC Excellence Certificate, which are sort of the certifications, of the trade. And it says here, you know, finding a good contractor. So you should call them and interview them and ask them if they're NAET certified and if they offer continuing education to their programs and describe their training program and can you provide local references and all that. I'd recommend that you just go ahead and jump to number 3 there and look for local references. Generally speaking, those heating and air conditioning contractors in town that have been in town for a good while do have a continuing education program, and obviously it's pretty easy to go to Yelp or wherever or your friends and ask them if they have a good heating and air conditioning person. Then once you get them, ask them, do you offer a service contract? Do you offer something like that? And the thing that's nice about that, generally speaking, you can do it once a year or you can do it twice a year. I'm a real advocate for twice a year, and the reason for that is you have needs going into winter where it's a good time to change all your filters, because during the winter months you're going to have all your windows and doors closed and you're going to be breathing the same air an awful lot, so you want it to be as clean and pure as you possibly can. And then come the summer months, you want that air conditioning unit to be serviced and up and going so it's blowing icicles out of there when it's hotter than the dickens outside, and not have to wait for something, you know, something else to do that. So, you know, put a little bit of time now. Right now, I'm certain their phones aren't ringing off the hook too bad, you know, and maybe find out about getting your system serviced, or at least get on the schedule for getting it serviced. You know, maybe put it out 3-4 weeks so you get near March. That's a good time. Generally speaking, the really cold days are past, and it's a good time to activate the air conditioning system and all that. But once again, the Bulletin picked up an article that was relatively timely. And, you know, that's one of the key components. And obviously, you know, and I've mentioned it previously, springtime, you know, spring showers bring May flowers, ha ha. But, you know, get out there and look. Through the winter, you had pine needles falling out of the trees. You had a number of different things coming and plugging up your rain gutters. Make sure that, I mean, if absolutely nothing else, that the rain and the moisture that falls on your house not only has a way to shed, but also get away from the foundation. That's the way that you have moisture problems and moisture intrusion problems, is where that water starts to pool up and stand up. And it takes a good while for it during the summer months for it to, you know, dry out and evacuate the area. So if you have those problems where you're seeing some water intrusion, that's the way that you're going to get mold, you're going to get insects. We've had the home inspectors in before, and they told us that virtually all home problems start with water. So if you can get water away from the house, the better off you are. Well, cool. When we come back, I got spring chores out of the way. When we come back, I'll kind of give you a little, I didn't share with you I guess we're just going to have to wait till after the break. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm sorry, I'm having so much fun. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today to Ask Fred Johnson. Part of that is the Ask Fred Johnson, which means you got a call to ask. And that phone number here is 541-388-1110. And I want to thank you for tuning in today on FM News 100 1110 KBND.